talking to the musicians about what it is they're doing to market themselves, I often find that to be a kind of a funny thing. Now, of course, I myself am a musician too, so I had my time in the internet vortex too, where things weren't quite working for me, but I tried to build a bit of an empire and was quite unsuccessful in making that happen. So trust me when I say it's like, I understand your pain. Yeah, I'm posting to TikTok. Yeah, I'm posting to Instagram. And just like any rationale. And it's like, is there any strategy behind that? Do you have a plan? It's like, no, but like, if I just keep posting content, I'll get more views and likes. And it's like, yeah, that's true. And I don't know, like, when's the last time you've actually sat down or stopped to evaluate what are the top ranking sites on the internet? Like, which sites on the internet have the most traffic? Yeah, of course. I mean, TikTok and Instagram are up there. They're bound to be in the top 100. But who's in number one and who's in number two? And why aren't you pursuing those platforms? I think the smart people, the artists who know what's going on right now, are actually building on YouTube and are prioritizing YouTube and are spending more time on YouTube, not less, building than anywhere else. And I don't necessarily want to go into all the reasons for that. But what I will say is, like, the monetization opportunities are massive. And so that's why, like, people who know what they're doing right now are building on YouTube. Now, you might be listening to this and going, like, okay, hold on, DA. Like, you're the guy who's always told me, like, don't rely on one source of traffic and don't spend all your time building on rented land. That's true, but I didn't say not to leverage rented land, you see. There's a difference. There are people out there who say don't leverage rented land, and I think that's horrible. But building on rented land, it's okay as long as you have a plan. And this is, again, where, like, a lot of musicians kind of fail. It's like, yeah, so what are you doing to, like, back up your content and, you know, ensure that it's still there when YouTube decides it's got to go? Or your channel gets deleted, or you get banned, or you get shadow banned, and they're like, well, I don't know. It's like, no. You have to have a plan for that. That's what I'm talking about. And so you got to back up your content. You got to save it. You got to make sure it's all on your hard drives. It's like, oh, crap. Yeah, like today, I don't know, like, you just threw your videos up on YouTube and deleted them off your hard drive? Like, that's the worst thing you can do. So whether we're talking marketing or we're talking about content, sort of the same thing in this context, but what you need to be thinking about is having a plan for everything. The content you create, you want to hold on to that. And the channels you use, you want to be super intentional about that. You better have a pretty good reason. Like, you should be able to justify it. Like, if you're on TikTok, and I'm not saying don't be on TikTok, but if you're on TikTok, you better be able to justify why you're using that platform, why it's part of your strategy. If you can explain to me why, I have ears to hear. But if you don't know why, or your answer is, oh, because it's popular, or because it's viral, wrong answer.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.